In September, Governor Newsom's administration announced the state will allocate $260 million in grants to over 50 local law enforcement agencies and prosecutors throughout California. California Highway Patrol Commissioner Sean Durie said the grant will allow the CHP to expand its organized retail crimes task force. The CHP plans to partner with local agencies to increase uniformed and undercover police presence in shopping areas. Durie said the plan is to make Californians feel safer this holiday season.
Organized retail crime is a concern for retailers and has the focus and attention of law enforcement throughout California. These criminals have a negative impact on our communities and our businesses. To the criminals who are tempted to engage in retail theft and believe this is an easy score, the deck is stacked against you. Law enforcement is organized and proactively taking steps to identify, arrest, and hold you accountable.
San Francisco's District Attorney's Office has received $2 million in grant money to beef up its efforts to prosecute retail thieves. District Attorney Brooke Jenkins said that since taking office, her department has seen significant progress in the number of arrests for organized retail theft.
What that means for the San Francisco DA's office is that we have been able to appoint a specific attorney dedicated to the vertical prosecution of organized retail theft. That means that this attorney will take the case from the moment that we receive it, decide what charges are appropriate, and prosecute that case through to jury trial. We also are able to appoint a specific investigator in our office to this as well, thanks to this grant.
Jenkins said more officers will be present and visible in shopping districts like Union Square. Meanwhile, Los Angeles County Sheriff Holly Francisco said there has been an increase in organized theft rings from Northern California going south to commit robberies in Los Angeles. According to a Public Policy Institute of California study, the state's shoplifting rate jumped over the last year, but it remains lower than it was in the decade before the pandemic. For KPFA News, I'm Melanie Velasquez.